Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Royals mascot Slugger enjoying Star Wars Day at Kauffman Stadium, and KC would do plenty of slugging against the Twins and Bartolo Colon.
That is fair and down into the corner. The game is tied as Hosmer scores. Salvi stops at third. Moss has an RBI double, and the Royals indeed answer the Twins in the bottom of the second.
Stay away from the corners. Think up the middle here.
And he does, and it's down for a base hit. Perez scores. Here comes Moss, and the Royals have three in the second inning. And he has another base hit and drives in the Royals' sixth run of the inning.
Man, Haas again, that is just beautiful swinging.
Salvi in that six-run second inning singled and scored, and then the second time he came up in the inning, he just missed a three-run home run, and then he just missed a two-run double. Dozier goes out, and it drops. Cabrera scores. Hosmer holds it second. It is 7-1. And that looked like a difficult play the moment Salvi put the ball in the air. It's a single and an RBI for Salvi.
Yes, glad that the official scorer saw it that way, because for Dozier, that ball was hit a mile high, but still the sun, is he's drifting on it and never could really get his footing behind him.
And Moss drills it deep to right field, and that's worth three.
Majority of fastballs to a big league hitter, this is going to happen sooner or later. Center cut again, right there in the middle, and Moss is not missing. Short, compact swing. He's in his trot before he leaves the batter's box. Beautiful swing. Good to see Moss heating up. That's his 19th.
Brandon Moss finishes 2-for-4 with four RBIs, and the Royals roll to an 11-3 win. Kansas City salvages a four-game series split with Minnesota. Jason Vargas snaps a four-start losing streak, and Eric Hosmer finishes 4-for-4. He's batting .328 for the year. With the win, the Royals get back to .500 and pull to within 2.5 games of the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's KC's manager, Ned Yost.
I mean, you can imagine how good it feels. I mean, this was yesterday's game was huge. You know, it was a difference between 5.5 out, 3.5 out, and today was huge because it was a difference between 4.5 or 2.5. I mean, those were big. You know, lose the first two games, you know, we could have easily buried ourselves. But, you know, got, you know, a great game last night and another great game today. Vargy was, you know, fantastic. Battled with everything that he had through five innings. You know, started to get a little fatigued there in the fifth, but made a huge pitch on Dozier to, you know, get him to hit into a double play. I executed a curveball down in the zone. Scotty Alexander, what a job he did. We were going to go for it today. We were going to just empty the cupboard and throw everything we had at him down there. But, you know, Scotty came in, and my main thinking was, as much as we've used these guys, that we were just going to kind of go 1-1-1 if we could. But Scotty got through the first inning on 10 pitches, and I'm like, let's just send him back out and see if he can get us another couple outs. And he ended up getting us through the inning. Which we could tack on at that point, and you know, Buchter was going to come in anyway in the eighth, but you know, it allowed us to use you know, McCarthy in the ninth instead of somebody else.
On Monday night, the Royals will play host to the White Sox with Jason Hammel on the mound.